Dr. Charon Kim is a noted multi-instrumentalist, a composer, a conductor, as well as an in-demand educator and an influential teacher. She also was part of a high-profile concert of the orchestral version of her signature piece, Rendezvous, which she also conducted, and she's here with me now. First of all, let's talk about Rendezvous. What is it about?
The Rendezvous orchestral version explores the themes of life and death. As I age, I increasingly contemplate these profound aspects of existence. This music aims to convey the essence of life and death in a manner that transcends words. While we experience sorrow at the loss of loved ones, we also celebrate their legacies, which continue through us. The piece underscores the significance of human life and inherent beauty in both life and death, connecting us across generations.
How many different versions are there of Rendezvous?
Rendezvous comprises a total of 100 versions. I began with the original piano version in 2013 and have since created adaptations for orchestra, harp, piano, and voice, with the lyrics translated into 80 languages. Upcoming premiere includes a flute solo version at the New Music Festival this fall and a harp concerto version next summer in Europe.
What did you want to convey with this piece?
I hope the piece allows the listeners to reflect on life's varieties. Just as we experience sunny and rainy days, life encompasses a range of emotions and experiences. The piece starts and ends on the note A, symbolizing the cyclical nature of life, death, happiness, and sorrow. It celebrates the continuity of existence.
What is the significance of the title?
The title Rendezvous is a French term meaning a meeting. I try to represent the intersection of life and death. Although death might seem like an end, it signifies a transition to another phase of existence. The title was chosen for its poetic resonance and its ability to capture this concept.
What does it mean to you personally?
The Rendezvous orchestra version reflects my personal musings on life. I hope to leave behind a legacy of joy and positive memories, knowing that I have made a meaningful contribution to those around me and to future generations through my music.
Tell us about the European premiere of Rendezvous in Estonia on July 21st earlier this year. How did the concert come to be? Have you been to Estonia before?
I was invited by an international festival where I served as a piano and harp faculty member. I was honored to conduct my composition Rendezvous alongside five other concertos. This was my first visit. The audience was warm and appreciative, and receiving a standing ovation was a highlight. Meeting the Estonian audience was a true pleasure.
What was it like to hear your music performed by a group of professional musicians?
I am deeply grateful to the musicians who brought my piece to life with such dedication and passion. While I envision the sound through my baton, it is the orchestra that creates the miraculous music, and their performance exceeded my expectations. The orchestra was comprised of members from the Estonian National Symphony and International Festival participants. Conducting this talented ensemble was a joy, and we shared a wonderful experience together.
Tell me about your interest in conducting and what led you to the podium, as it were.
My first experience conducting was in middle school with our school choir when I was 13 years old. Since then, I have conducted various orchestras and choirs. Conducting the European premiere of my own composition was particularly meaningful, as it allowed me to express the piece precisely as intended. It was an extraordinary experience.
You're a multi-instrumentalist and conductor, but you're also a composer. And what inspired you to compose?
My inspiration to compose stems from a profound love of music. Composing provides a means to express my emotions and thoughts, making it my primary form of artistic expression.
Let's talk about your background a bit, Sharon Kim. Where did you grow up? What drew you to the piano and the harp?
I was born in Seoul, South Korea, and lived there until I was 22. I then pursued studies in the UK and the US, spending more time abroad than in Seoul, so I consider the US a significant part of my upbringing. We had a piano at home, and I began playing it by ear after kindergarten. My parents recognized that I love music, so arranged for piano lessons. Later, I also studied the harp, which further enriched my musical journey.
Did you come from a musical family?
While my parents were not professional musicians, they were passionate music lovers. Music was a constant presence in our home.
What do you want our listeners to know about you and your music?
I aim for my music to convey hope, faith, and love, with love being the most vital element. I hope listeners find inspiration to maintain hope, retain faith, and recognize the love underlying all aspects of life.
Dr. Sharon Kim, thank you very much for your time. You can find more information at her website, that is SharonKim.com, and you can find that on WGTE.org as well as a classical conversation. I'm Brad Cresswell. You're listening to FM 91.